Welcome to Guitar Serious Fun, a podcast dedicated to enhancing your guitar journey as you offer your gifts to the Lord. I'm David Harsh, and today we're going to talk about how sometimes it isn't even about the guitar. I play the guitar, and if you've been following Guitar Serious Fun for any length of time, you probably play the guitar, or you hope to. Now, we spend a fair amount of time here talking about the practical and philosophical approaches to developing our skill and artistry on this instrument. Every fourth episode thus far has featured a link to a practical mini lesson. I hope you've discovered and been equipped by some of those. In some of our episodes, we talk about how to be more effective with our practice and execution of musical skills. But sometimes what may appear to be a guitar-related challenge or issue isn't even about the guitar at all, or even music for that matter. Today, for the most part, I plan to share a few personal anecdotes or stories about myself and to draw carefully from observations I've made about some other folks I've crossed paths with, but I'll speak generally and without using any names. What I'm hoping we can glean from today's discussion is what can be learned. Track with me here and I'll bring you into my thought process. Hopefully it will yield some insights and encouragement for you. First, it may be about music, but not guitar. Sometimes a guitarist needs to sharpen their rhythm ability. I've witnessed this on a few occasions. If rhythm isn't strong, strumming won't be strong, nor will the more intricate fingerstyle articulations. A guitarist who doesn't have a solid sense of rhythm won't be able to play well with others, or at least as well as they could. So, what to do? Perhaps investing in a metronome or metronome app could help. If possible, practicing or jamming with a drummer who does have a solid sense of rhythm could also help. Any time I can log with a solid drummer is time I count as a privilege. I've gotten solid enough with my strumming that I can usually sense if a drummer is accelerating, but I also try to spend enough time with gifted drummers that they can tell me if I'm accelerating. Typically, we don't slow down, but there are always exceptions. Can you sense a song's tempo even before you play it, in such a way as to be able to quietly count it out for the benefit of your worship team or band? That's a valuable skill to develop. But a metronome can really help. Listening to the song over and over to allow us a better sense of where it's going can also help. Second, it may be about stress. I read recently that the body's production of the hormone cortisol is directly related to how much stress someone is under. And although stress can be caused by a variety of circumstances, our body's innate response to this stress is the same. When we are under stress, our bodies literally think they are being threatened. So, whether you are being threatened by an impending deadline for a project you don't think you'll have time to complete, or you're being threatened by a giant, ferocious beast that's chasing you, your body doesn't know the difference. It goes into fight or flight mode, produces cortisol, and tries to combat the stress. And the result could be insomnia, anxiety, depression, and the loss of the ability to concentrate. I may be playing sloppily or rushing or playing without emotion or something else, but if you're wondering if stress can affect our musical offerings, wonder no more. It absolutely can. So it might not be about the guitar. It might be about stress. And my approach to diffusing stress is first to pray, but also to do some relaxing activities, get proper rest, and spend time with people who are life-giving and not stressful to me. Some people play music to relax. That's fine. But if you're feeling stressed, make sure that the music you're playing is relaxing to you. Third, it may be about sleep deprivation. I briefly mentioned sleeplessness under the stress category. If I haven't gotten good rest, my lack of ability to play well could be directly related to this. I may be less responsive in an ensemble, and I may practice incorrectly. Just as I discussed in Guitar Serious Fun episode 34, can practicing the guitar be harmful? There can be wasted time, or worse, if we're trying to do our music under minimal sleep. So good rest is super important. I've had various seasons of sleeplessness, and sometimes I take a melatonin 30 to 60 minutes before bed. I avoid caffeine and too many liquids after dinner time. I try to avoid screen time at bedtime, or at least use blue light glasses so my eyes and mind aren't overstimulated by devices just when I'm trying to wind down. And I pray before I go to sleep every night, casting my cares on the Lord who does not sleep. Psalm 121, 3-4. But when I can't sleep, and this sometimes happens for hours at a time, I ask the Lord to guide me in praying for people in my life and in the world. Fourth, it may be about insecurity. Some of us can feel insecure around other musicians, especially ones who are more established, more polished, or more resourced with nice gear. But it's been interesting to me to see that some folks I've come across have top-notch gear or even strong skills, but despite this, they are insecure. Why would this be? Perhaps they don't find their identity in Christ, but are striving to find it in their abilities or equipment. This is an easy temptation to fall prey to because we can see or observe our abilities and we can physically touch our gear. Or they may profess Christ, but are still influenced by the desire for human approval. None of us is immune to this. Christ, until he comes again, is invisible to us, so it's easy to get swayed by the visible, the temporal, and to lose direction. Those who focus too much on what other people think of their skills or their equipment are destined to be unmoored because they won't have anything or anyone consistent to be anchored to. I have battled this. Believe me, it's not a great mindset to have. Sometimes our insecurity in our onstage offering comes to the surface because we feel unworthy for the position we've been entrusted to fill. Perhaps a worship leader has made himself or herself available, but they don't feel like their skill set is commensurate with the need. Here's the thing. For whatever season this person has been invited to serve, the Lord has them there. They may be meeting a real need that a more skilled musician hasn't stepped up to fill. And the congregation would do well to appreciate anyone stepping up to lead them, right? Every musician has a certain level of experience, and those who are more experienced, wait for it, have more experience. It's a Captain Obvious statement, I know, but how do you get experience doing something? You do it. A lot. And you learn as you do, right? And for some folks, it's easy to think about what the congregation or audience thinks of them. I know it's easy for me to do this. I've had to do some introspection when it comes to insecurity, and it usually boils down to being concerned about what other people think of me, which is quite secondary to what the Lord thinks of me. So my best course of action is to look at what God's Word says about my identity in Him, and then to press on, developing my talents for His glory, not for mine. Fifth, it may be about obedience. God calls us to obey Him in all aspects of life, and if we're not walking in obedience, even our music can be affected. I won't go deep on this subject, but in our heart of hearts, we know if we're not obeying what the Lord has commanded or called us to do. We are fallen and sinful, but we are also called to turn from sin, right? We may be able to play our music while walking in disobedience for a while, but eventually we'll run out of strength and focus because we'll be trying to do too much on our own. Again, going back to the Word and praying for the Holy Spirit's conviction to stir in us is essential. Then, taking the opportunity to confess our disobedience to a trusted brother or sister in Christ, followed by repentance, is the clear course of action. Easier said than done? Yes, but only on our own. It's not an easy thing to invite the Holy Spirit to stir our hearts and then to confess and repent, but it is a worthy thing, and the Lord has promised to be with us through it all. Sixth, it may not be about you at all. If you've ever had a rough collaborative effort and you just couldn't figure out why things were falling apart musically, it's possible that someone else on your team or in your band was struggling, even if you couldn't figure out who it was or how they were struggling. Someone on the team may be unprepared, so the cumulative offering of the band may be of lower quality as a result. Someone else may be burdened or distracted, so their musical contribution, as well as the energy they bring or don't bring to the creative effort, can be diminished. Any of the aforementioned struggles from today's discussion could be something someone you're collaborating with is dealing with, and they may be hiding it well. You may sense this but not be able to put your finger on it. That's okay. Sometimes it just isn't about us or what we're trying to do with our music or our guitars. If we're able to get to the bottom of why it's not working, great. But sometimes we need to chalk it up to it being about someone else and what they are going through, and do our best to either not let it affect us, or if we feel prompted, to ask if there's anything we can do to encourage them, and maybe even to pray for or even with them. So, what is it about? The bottom line is that it isn't really about the guitar. It isn't even about music. It isn't even about us. It's actually about the God we serve and the people we serve in His name. When this falls into place, we can rest. We can rest in His sufficiency, His approval, and His calling on our lives. And then we can get back to making great music and having serious fun. Thanks for listening to today's episode. This was definitely one of the more challenging and subjective topics I've endeavored to tackle, but as I've leaned into the Lord, He's guided me with these words, as He always does. Sometimes it's just not about the guitar. But for those times when it is about the guitar, I've got good news for you. We have a tribe of like-minded followers of Christ who are faithfully pursuing their gifts of guitar and music for the glory of God. And you can discover us at guitarsuccessforyou.com. That's guitarsuccess, the number 4, and the letter U.com. Will you check it out? Take a moment now if you have time, or make a note on your phone to check it out tonight. But come see what the Lord is doing in this amazing community and experience, and think about whether you might be a good fit for this opportunity. It isn't for everyone, but it might be for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.